You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. This is going to be a cool conversation. I love what these guys are going to talk about today.
I do too. This is a cool area of the city and it's a fun, you know, building and a fun place to go with kids or a date night or whatever, just to enjoy the holidays.
It is holiday season and ice skating is one of my favorite things to do. And we got a cool new opportunity here. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Kelvin and Mandy Slater. They are the owners and founders of Slater Hospitality Concepts. Kelvin, Mandy, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Good morning. Welcome.
We're glad to have you. Appreciate you making time. Got a lot going on right now. Just kicked off a big new thing just last week, so excited to talk about it. Before we get into a conversation about all the neat stuff we're going to talk about, Kelvin, let me ask you to give us a quick overview of Slater Hospitality Concepts. What's that all about?
Slater Hospitality Concepts is something, organization that my wife and I started. We've been in the restaurant business for a combined, 40 years plus.
Wow.
And, 50 years. And we started here in Atlanta with a concept in 2003. And we had 5 locations of that. And then we sold that in 2015 and started the new concept at Pond City Market right at that time, which has been exciting. We have a group of leadership team that has been outstanding to help support around us. So it's been a fun ride. We enjoyed our time at Pond City Market.
I bet.
That's super exciting. So Mandy, tell us a little bit about the roof at Pond City Market.
So the roof at Pond City Market opened in 2016. We opened Skyline Park first, and Skyline Park is basically an amusement park, kind of Coney and Island inspired with boardwalk games, 18 holes of putt-putt golf. We've got 3-story slides, kind of an adult amusement park in the evening, but very, you know, kid friendly as well. So there's that. And then we also have 9 Mile Station, which is an elevated beer garden.
Oh, nice.
So we've got 6,000 square feet there of a restaurant, mostly comprised of patio, outdoor space, fire pits, great beer garden style community seating. So that opened in October of 2016. So we just celebrated a year there. I'm currently working on Skate the Sky, which we'll talk about, which is an ice skating rink underneath about a 4,000 square foot tent. So that's kind of enclosed. And then we're building out the tower, the iconic tower of Pond City Market that you see from Ponce de Leon Avenue. So that's 3 levels of a bar, meeting and event space, and then another bar, basically.
That's exciting.
So it's just a little bit up there, a little bit going on.
I think it'll have great views, too.
Yeah, one thing I'd like to add, too, with all that's going on, when you come up to the roof, there's the view. And you get... When we first started, we called it a $1 million view, but with inflation, it's probably a $2 million view right now.
Right, right.
But you get to see Buckhead, Midtown, and Downtown Sky all in the same place. So I don't think there's any other place in the city that you get that opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm. I was just driving down Ponce yesterday. I was in a meeting, and so I went by that area, and you're right. That is one of the best views in the city.
Yeah.
Carol, I have to be honest with you. I wasn't aware of everything they had going on there and everything that's coming. I
mean, this is cool, isn't
it? The market itself is a cool place to go. I mean, but then the roof, I think this is going to be a really, really big deal. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very excited about it. So this, the Skate the Sky, this is the new thing that just opened. Tell us all about that.
So Skate the Sky is a 3,500 square foot ice skating rink on a rooftop. And so it's great for kids and families, adults, date night. The roof in general is kind of turns into an adult playground on Friday and Saturday evenings after 5 o'clock. We're 21 and over.
Nice.
So Skate the Sky has a DJ those nights, Friday night and Saturday night. So does Skyline Park as well.
Yeah. So when, I guess, what time's ice skating open during the day? So I know it changes at night on the weekends to more adult focused, but is it open, you know, 9 to 5 or what are the typical hours?
Yes, we're gonna have holiday hours. They're starting out. We're gonna be the same hours as our park. We're gonna open at 3 o'clock. But when the holiday, the first week, I think it's 12. We're doing 12 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll have extended holiday hours when kids are out of school and there's just more people out shopping. But Currently, we open at 3 o'clock, so it follows the hours of Skyline Park.
Okay, good to know. So through,
and then Saturday and Sunday, we're pretty much all day and all night. Yeah, open at 11 and 12.
Now, will Skate the Sky be seasonal only in the holidays, or is this going to be a year-round opportunity?
It's just seasonal.
Okay.
So you need to get there soon. But we'll probably run it all the way through Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
So it's pretty good season.
Yeah, yeah, and with a bang.
Yes, yes, absolutely. All right. Well, Kelvin, Mandy, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Ty Pennington here. Are you shopping for a new home? Then I'm guessing you have a checklist of things you want in that home, right? Make sure guaranteed energy savings and comfort are at the top of that list. And you can do that by making sure your new home is a Right Choice home. Right Choice homes are brought to you by Jackson EMC and come with a 3-year warranty that guarantees heating and cooling costs. Plus, you'll get a lower electric rate that will save you money every month. Do your homework. Visit jacksonemc.com/rightchoice.
All right, we're back with Kelvin and Mandy Slater with The Roof.
So let's talk a little bit about suggestions for the perfect date night over the holidays.
I think the perfect date night on The Roof is come up there about 5 o'clock, 5:30. Start with putt-putt.
Oh, fun.
Ooh, yeah. Like
let's go grab a drink at the Sideshow Bar there in Skyline Park. Start with putt-putt. Head on over to Nine Mile Station for dinner. Maybe finish up that dinner with a little cocktail by the fire pit
in the evening. Yeah.
Watch the sunset over there.
Right, right.
That's a great view there, sunset. And then after dinner, head on over and lace up your ice skates and finish up with ice skating.
Try not to fall down.
with a hot toddy or a hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds good.
Now I'm going to have to change my whole date night.
You've already told everybody what I'm going to do.
Step it
up.
Yeah, is this what she's suggesting to you, or is she talking about what you already did? Let's go with that one. It sounds better. But that does sound like a perfectly lovely evening. Tell me more about the tower. I'm intrigued about that. When is that going to be in play?
We're looking to try to have that done by maybe the end of this year, a little bit in January.
Okay.
But it is 3 levels. The first level is going to be kind of an extenuation of the park with a bar in there, soft seating, some games. And so this is when you come straight off of the freight elevator, you'll be able to walk right into that space.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We also use that for private event space as well.
Oh, wow.
Then the 11th floor. Is a meeting space. So we'll be able to do meetings. We found out we've had a lot of requests for meetings around 50 to 100 people. So we'll be able to do that for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Depends on the meeting. And we'll be able to do rehearsal dinners or small weddings in that space as well. On the 12th floor, we're just going to leave it at that. We have not ready to release all the what's going on in the 12th floor. That's going to be our final release on the 12th floor.
So the tower is going to be called RFD Social. And just a little fun fact is there, right when the building opened, the Sears building in the 1920s, there was a radio program that was broadcast from the tower on WSB, and it was called Radio Farmers Democracy. And it was called Dinner Bell Radio Farmers Democracy. So RFD for short. And so we've named the tower RFD Social.
I love it.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even thinking about the opportunities with events that you could have there. I mean, what a great location for that. Holy smokes.
Yeah. Private events and corporate events and weddings and everything in between, bar mitzvahs and all kinds of holiday parties are a good portion of our business currently.
And ready sooner than I was anticipating. So, I mean, you're going to be able to dive into that pretty soon.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're working hot and heavy on the tower right now. So we're excited about it. That's kind of be the last phase of the roof. You know, it's about 60,000 square feet that we operate up there. So we're really excited about this last piece to come alive. And plus, you'll be at the highest point in the tower of Pond City Market.
Well, I'm excited someday to hear what's happening on the 12th floor, too.
You got to have us back.
I'm excited. There you go. We got to have him back. So Todd and I are both a little bit of foodies. You mentioned beer gardens. So I guess I have two questions about the beer garden. One, do you serve more than beer? And then what type of food can you get there?
Yes, we do serve more than beer. We do, but a little bit on the beer, we get allocations from breweries that you normally don't find at your normal restaurant. So we've been very fortunate to get that, and we have some unique offerings there. So you're not going to come into Nine Mile and find something you find in the grocery store.
Nice. Right. Okay.
And so we've been very proud of that. But as we gone on through this, since we've been open, we've noticed people are drinking a lot of cocktails and a lot of wine. So we actually created some craft cocktails. We have a bartender, Randy, who's been doing an outstanding job in that with the cocktails. And then the wines, we just rolled out our updated wine list. And we have a small selection, but we tried to pick the best in each variety. Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting.
Been, yeah, it's been pretty to see the, even though it has the name Beer Garden, mm-hmm. but people actually are drinking cocktails and wine.
Right.
So that's been fun. And the food, we in the restaurant business, we've been in it for so long. We wanted to create something that just like if you came in with some friends, you can go and, you know, not everybody's going to drink beer. And at the for the food, not everybody's going to want to have, you know, bratwurst or
right.
that. So we had sandwiches. We have pasta.
Mm.
We do tomahawk. We have a steak. So we kind of a little bit across the board
okay.
because we wanted to appeal. And we've noticed that people were coming in for more of an experience,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they're bringing in groups of people and office parties and stuff. So we wanted to be able to touch in categories that could appeal to that as well. And then we do brunch on Saturday and Sunday.
Ooh.
And it's been outstanding response from that.
Is that something you can make reservations for? Or is it
first? Yes. I would recommend making reservations
okay.
for. So, but yeah, that's been a big hit so far.
Excellent. I love brunch.
Yeah.
It might be my favorite meal.
I pretty much do the beer and brats.
Yeah.
That's pretty much works
well,
for me.
Well, we have you covered then.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. All right. Well, before we let you guys go, lots of information to impart here for the roof, as well as for Slater Hospitality Concepts. Mm-hmm. But Mandy, I'll ask you, where can people go to get information on all this, including for private events?
So the main site that you can get everything about the roof is PonceCityRoof.com. So that'll let you link to Non-Mile Station, Skyline Park, eventually the tower when it's open. And that will then direct you where you'd like to go. So private and semi-private event inquiries can all happen there. Skate the Sky page is up there. And so PondCityRoof.com is a great place to start. And as well, we've got Facebook and Instagram, Skyline Park, 9 Mile Station, and Pont City Roof. So all that is also there. There's some cool YouTube videos. You can kind of, you know, see what kind of events we've done and get a kind of feel for what's going on up there. A lot of people say, well, what's up there? What does it look like? And so mm-hmm. you can check it out on a video.
Outstanding.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of events, we do quite a bit, but our New Year's Eve event is coming up. So when you go to the website, definitely take a look at that.
That sounds awesome.
New Year's Eve on that roof could be pretty intriguing. Boy, 4th of July would be a fun place.
4th of July is a lot of
wow.
fun up there.
We just had that thought.
We've done our second event. Just a real quick story. When we first opened, we opened July 2nd, and then we threw a 4th of July event right on the 4th.
Wow.
That was the first event. So, but yeah, you get to see all the fireworks.
Oh, the whole panorama around the city yes. would be yeah. quite stunning.
Yeah.
All right. Kelvin and Mandy Slater, owners and founders of Slater Hospitality Concepts and the innovators behind the roof at Pond City Market. Kelvin, Mandy, it's great to have you. Thanks again for joining us.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you so much for having us.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Again, on behalf of today's guests, Kelvin and Mandy Slater, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.